Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Former President Trump is responding to word that the Justice Department doesn't want the public to see the Mar-a-Lago search warrant affidavit. He says the affidavit should be released in the interest of transparency. The AP's Norman Hall.
A court filing from the U.S. Attorney in Miami and a top Justice Department national security official says the investigation implicates highly classified material and the affidavit contains sensitive information about witnesses. The government's opposition came in response to court filing by several news organizations seeking to unseal the underlying affidavit the Justice Department submitted when it asked for the warrant to search Trump's estate earlier this month. Norman Hall, Washington.
A Trump critic, Republican Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, faces GOP voters today fighting to save her seat in today's primary. The AP's Sagar Magani.
As the January 6 panel's vice chair, Cheney has led efforts to keep Donald Trump from serving again.
The dam has begun to break.
Her career may go with it. Cheney's trying to fend off a primary challenge from Trump-backed Harriet Hageman in a state where Trump remains hugely popular. Cheney has doubled down. Last week, bashing Trump for what she called an insidious lie that the 2020 election was stolen.
President Biden signs the Democrats' landmark climate change and health care bill into law this afternoon. At least 7 victims reportedly injured in a shooting involving 2 crime scenes in Memphis, Tennessee. Methodist North Hospital locked down for a time there early this morning while treating the victims, according to local media. The National Weather Service is warning of dangerous heat in parts of California, especially the Central Valley, and across the interior Northwest through the week. This is AP News. Drought and climate change are making themselves felt in the West. The AP's Donna Warder.
Federal officials plan to tell several western states how much more they'll have to cut back in water usage because of less water flowing through the Colorado River. The Colorado River provides water to 40 million people in 7 states, including Arizona, California, and Colorado, as well as Mexico. But drought and climate change have left less water flowing through the river and depleted reservoirs. State water officials are expecting federal officials to tell them that the Lake Mead Reservoir on the Nevada-Arizona border will likely shrink to dangerously low levels that could disrupt water delivery and hydropower production. The states already are trying to cut their water use by a federally mandated 15%. I'm Donna Warder.
The Dow added 151 points yesterday. The S&P was up 16 points. The NASDAQ up 80. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Yankees continued to spiral with another loss to an AL East rival. Correspondent Tom Merriam reports.
The Yankees lost for the 10th time in their last 12 games, 4-0 to the Rays. Tampa Bay's third straight win was a combined 7-hitter, with Ryan Yarbrough getting his first win of the year with 6 strikeouts over 4 scoreless innings.
I think we're getting in a good spot. I feel like we've been kind of trending towards that way for a while, and then we're starting to get some guys healthy, so things are kind of going in the right direction for us.
More American League results. The White Sox doubled up the league-leading Astros 4-2. The Guardians and Tigers split a doubleheader, and the Orioles, Twins, Rangers, and Mariners were also winners. In the National League, the Braves pulled within 4.5 games of the NL East leading Mets after routing New York 13-1. Atlanta starter Spencer Strider earned the win, tossing 5 innings of one-run ball.
We were excited to play them again, for sure, but this thing's a long way from over, and kind of have to take it one day at a time.
The Dodgers became the first team to reach 80 wins after blanking the Brewers 4-0. Other NL winners, the Phillies, Marlins, Nationals, and Giants. In other baseball news, Dodgers right-hander Walker Buehler will have season-ending elbow surgery. LA manager Dave Roberts.
We took a chance to try to take time off, start a progression to get him back for this year, and then as he went through it, We couldn't get over the hump.
The Texas Rangers fired fourth-year manager Chris Woodward after the team posted a 51-63 start. In college football news, Alabama is number one in the Associated Press preseason college football poll for the second straight season and ninth time overall. Ohio State is number two with six first-place votes. Defending national champion Georgia, Clemson, and Notre Dame round out the top five. And Pete Carril, the rumpled cigar-smoking basketball coach who led Princeton to 11 appearances in the NCAA tournament, died Monday at the age of 92. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. His lawyer says Rudy Giuliani is now a target of Georgia's 2020 election investigation. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
A special grand jury is investigating whether Donald Trump and others broke any laws in trying to overturn his election loss in Georgia. Giuliani's lawyers say they've been told he's a target, and a judge has instructed the former New York mayor to appear before the panel this week. Earlier, a separate judge said GOP Senator Lindsey Graham must also testify. Graham has argued his status as a senator protects him from having to testify. The judge said it does not. A subpoena instructs Graham to appear next week, but his office says he will appeal to a federal court. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Chicago, jury selection has started at R. Kelly's federal trial. The R&B singer faces charges he rigged his 2008 state child pornography trial by threatening and paying off a girl. The AP's Michael Tarm is in Chicago.
The individual, prosecutors said at the time, was a girl of no older than 14 who they say was videotaped having sex with R. Kelly. At that 2008 trial, she did not testify. She is testifying this time.
Jurors acquitted Kelly on all the charges in the 2008 trial, some explaining later they felt they had no choice because the girl did not testify. Kelly has already been sentenced by a New York federal judge to a 30-year prison term for a 2021 conviction on charges he used his fame to sexually abuse young fans. At least one person was killed when a house exploded in Missouri. Two former Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's killing rejected plea deals, setting the stage for a trial in October. Six Flags Amusement Park near Chicago is open. After a shooting yesterday, three people were injured.
The Gurnee Police Department says the shooting was not a random act and appeared to be a targeted incident. They say a car entered the parking lot, drove toward the Six Flags Great America front entrance. People got out of the car and shot at another person before driving away. A 17-year-old and a 19-year-old were shot. Officials described the wounds as non-life-threatening. A third victim had a shoulder injury and declined to go to the hospital. Six Flags says their security responded immediately and then closed the park. I'm Julie Walker.
Immigration officials say 187 Cuban migrants have been arrested after landing in the Florida Keys on 10 separate boats over the weekend. The number of Cubans migrating in boats is still a small fraction of the larger wave of Cubans crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Cuba is experiencing its worst economic crisis in decades. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
The GOP political fortunes of two Trump critics are on the line in tomorrow's primary elections. They have a lot of similarities. Liz Cheney and Lisa Murkowski are from their state's most prominent Republican families. Both have hammered Trump, backed his impeachment after the Capitol riot, and were censured by their state parties. Tomorrow, their fortunes are likely to diverge. Cheney faces a tough outcome against Trump-backed Harriet Hageman. Murkowski, though, is expected to move on to the general election, partly due to Alaska's new elections process, which allows her to avoid a GOP-only primary. The Senate seat's been in her family for 41 years. Her dad held it before her. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Taliban is celebrating a year after it took control of Afghanistan's capital of Kabul. Today, August 15th, wrote the head of a Taliban-run news agency, marks the victory of Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan against America. Retired U.S. Marine William B. was deployed to Afghanistan four times. The AP spoke with him a year ago in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
It gets to you because, you know, you have lost dudes over there. And to see all that happen, everything being erased like an etch-a-sketch, it's kind of heartbreaking.
So was it worth it?
Oh, it was worth it 100%. I mean, like the Afghan people themselves, those dudes are amazing. Nicest people you'll ever meet.
Now, a year later, a small group of Taliban fighters marched past the former U.S. embassy chanting, "Long live Islam and death to America." I'm Rita Foley.
Nicholas Evans, who wrote the best-selling novel The Horse Whisperer, has died after a heart attack last week, according to his representatives. Evans was 72. I'm Margie Zaraletta with the latest. Nicholas Evans was a British journalist, screenwriter, and TV documentary producer before he wrote his first novel, The Horse Whisperer. It came out in 1995 and sold more than 15 million copies. Robert Redford and Scarlett Johansson starred in the 1998 movie. Evans's other books include The Loop, The Smoke Jumper, The Divide, and The Brave.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.